Earlier this month, the author sat in the rare book room in the Upjohn Library Commons at Kalamazoo College. In front of their portraits, Marlene Crandall Francis introduced the Stones, a very important couple in the history of the school, which in the 1840s was known as the Kalamazoo Literary Institute.
Well, James A.B. Stone came to be principal of the what was then called the Kalamazoo Literary Institute, and also pastor of the First Baptist Church in 1843. And his wife, Lucinda Hinsdale Stone, was very well educated for a woman. He taught the men in the institute, she taught the women. One of my favorite images from that period, she's described as teaching with a baby on her lap and her big yellow dog at her side. And I can imagine that that created a wonderful homey atmosphere for the young women that she was teaching. They brought outstanding leadership. They were very liberal thinkers, both theologically and politically. And they really transformed the very ordinary frontier academy into a really excellent small college for that time.
In 1855, the school was named Kalamazoo College, and by the next year, enrollment reached 407. That compares to a current enrollment of 1,340 students. The author is a third-generation K College graduate from the class of 1958. Her grandfather was in the class of 1903. Research for the book was done at archives housed at both Kalamazoo College and Albion College. Facts about the school's history weren't hard to come by, but personal stories and memorabilia were.
One of the problems of trying to write about students is finding materials that go back very far. And so I would urge your listeners always, if they have stories, scrapbooks, pictures, particularly if they can date the pictures and tell who's in them, that they should keep those and send them to the appropriate archives, whether it's your church archives or your college or your high school. These are remarkably valuable.
In 1858, 17-year-old student Nathan B. Church, who had walked most of the way to Kalamazoo from his family farm in Ithaca, Michigan, sent a letter back home, excerpts of which are included in the book.
He wrote, "I've been boarding myself since I've been here, having lived pretty slim, cold graham bread and a little butter and short allowance at that." Nathan lived in the upper college building, which was occupied in 1850. Room rent and tuition totaled $6 per quarter. Nathan knew that his family was sacrificing so that he could be in school. He hoped that they would have lots of work for him when he returned, quote, "so that I can make up for what I am spending." He asked for money, but only, quote, "if you can spare it as well as not." Nathan Church spent 1 year at Kalamazoo College before returning home to farm, teach school, and to become an Army officer during the Civil War. General Nathan Church served his college as a trustee in 1891 to 95.
The book is A Fellowship in Learning, Kalamazoo College, 1833 to 2008, by Marlene Crandall Francis. More information is available on the web at kzoo.edu. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.